Welcome to Your Next Mission podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Hello out there, warriors and past and present, and your families, and thank you for serving this great country. Welcome to Season 3 of Your Next Mission Video Podcast, a program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. Always love saying that, and your host. And I want to start off by personally thanking our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and as I always say, we love them too. Today, we're going to focus on transitioning, and I'm so excited to introduce Brent Block, Vice President of Talent Acquisition, Strategy, and Recruiting at Navy Federal Credit Union. Welcome.
Sergeant Major, I'm so excited to talk with you today. Thank you for the invitation, and I want to make sure I thank you also for your service.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to thank Navy Federal Credit Union, certainly for being a sponsor for this podcast. Without people like yourself and Navy Federal Credit Union, we could never do things like that. So right back at you, thank you so much for what you're doing. Brent, before we jump into all this stuff with the Navy Federal Credit Union, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I currently serve as the Vice President of Talent Acquisition Strategy for Navy Federal. And I've been at Navy Federal since April of 2021. And I've been in recruiting since 1990. So most of my background has been talent acquisition transformational buildouts. It's just such a thrilling and rewarding space, but I particularly love serving where it's mission driven and we're giving back to our service members. So it's been a great role.
Oh, you sound like you're excited doing what you're doing right now. I feel that motivation there. Hey, Brent, what programs does the Navy Federal Credit Union have in place to support transitioning service members and families from getting out of the service?
That's a great question. So Navy Federal, they have been incredibly invested in our programmatic efforts. We've got a military affairs hiring program division of talent acquisition, and it directly supports our mission and members. We have had record-breaking years with program participation and results. So what we laser focus on, we have DoD Skill Bridge. This is 180 days prior to their service transition. Yeah. We get engaged with them. Then we have Hiring Our Heroes. That's been a wonderful program. We also have our MilSpouse Hiring Our Heroes program. And then we've also just stood up internal mobility, and it's specific to the MilSpouse community. And that really helps identify opportunities where, let's say, they're receiving orders for a permanent change in station. We want to retain that valuable talent. And so we now have a brand new division that will support their journey as they're supporting their spouse.
Yeah. You know, the skills program you're just talking about, that 180 days, that is absolutely the best program I think I've ever seen. But I'm not sure every service does that, do they? I mean, I think is the Army does it. Does the Marine? I mean, does all the service? I don't really. I guess the question is, I don't know. Do you know if all the other services do that?
So this is interesting. It used to be a lot more open, but they've become very select with their partners. So we're very honored to be part of the DoD SkillBridge program. Mm-hmm. This provides opportunities for transitioning service members through all branches to gain that work experience at Navy Federal during their final 180 days. So when you look at the fellowship program length varies from 3 to 6 months, and it's based on their separation date. And then, of course, we have to get their commander's approval. But it's open to participants from all geographic locations, mm-hmm. and it allows service members to work the fellowship at no cost to Navy Federal. I will share, we have had 23 SkillBridge fellows year to date, and we've had a 70% conversion rate. And why that's important, not only are we giving them exposure to civilian corporate life, but we're investing in them and we want them to stay with Navy Federal. So that's been exciting.
Is there any programs like that for military spouses? You may have said something I didn't hear, but is there any programs that do the same thing for military? Okay. What are they?
So we've got Hiring Our Heroes. That's a military spouse hiring program. It's similar to the Hiring Our Heroes service member program, but this is, of course, specific to MIL spouses. So the MIL spouse fellowship program, that lasts 6 weeks or through direct hire placement. And it allows the military spouse to work the fellowship. And again, no cost for any parties involved. We also have the Military Spouse Employment Partnership. So the MSEP, as it's known, that's targeted recruitment and employment solutions specifically for MIL spouses. So it provides us as Navy Federal with direct access to MIL spouses who are seeking career opportunities.
Oh, you got my old brain clicking here right now. I'm thinking about all sorts of stuff here. Hey, let me ask you one more question. Are these people that spent 3 or 4 years in a service or 25 years in the service? Do you have a mixture of both, I guess?
Oh, we've got very diverse MIL talent communities. It's all over the board. And we're prepared to support. It's an investment that Navy Federal is committed to.
There you go. What challenges do you see military families face when they transition from military service to civilian life? I know there's a lot of challenges out there. I can think back to the things I had a problem with, but what things do you guys focus on?
So, you know, I love this question. The transition from service to civilian life, it's incredibly intimidating.
It is.
You know, they don't know where to start. You know, I'll tell you the first thing that's a challenge. It's difficult translating their service experience to corporate vernacular. Yet their experience and their skill sets are 100% transferable. So we provide the support to help them translate their experience. So we have recruiters, they specialize in their transition. Our military affair recruiters, they know how to read between the lines on their service information, mm-hmm. and they help translate that to civilian friendly and digestible terms. So, well, here's what's neat too, though. We also have technology that supports this.
Yeah.
So on career sites, you'll have technology that uses AI that not only translates their resumes to civilian vernacular, but it will then take it a step further and it'll skill match them across enterprise opportunities. Now, I will share with you, there's also a free technology available to all service members called OpLign, OpLign. They can upload their resume and it will automatically translate their service terminology to what would be digestible in corporate. So that's pretty neat.
It is pretty, you know, as you're talking about that, I remember when I was getting out of the service, I had to have two resumes, to tell you the truth. Maybe even three. Because I had to have one that was military and then one that was sort of civilian. And I really focused on not using any kind of acronyms in my resume. Because I think that's a big problem.
It is a big problem. And, you know, I also will share what's kind of neat that's out there. There's many certification programs to become a mentor to a service member.
Yeah.
So by example, personally, I took the ETS sponsorship program because here's what else I've learned through the mentoring opportunities. Transitioning back to civilian life, it's very challenging. And I think that many transitioning veterans find difficulty. And I'm just going to name a few. You know, relating to people who don't know or understand what they've experienced.
Absolutely.
Or reconnecting with family and establishing that role back into family, or joining or creating a community because their community hasn't been community-based structured, or preparing to enter the workforce, or creating their new structure outside of what the military has provided for them. It's basically... it's just so much pressure and it can get so stressful to adjust to that different pace of life and work.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You hit on a topic that's really close to me. I don't think I ever adjusted out of the military. I used to tell people it takes 6 months to a year to adjust. But now I've sort of, as I got a little bit older, I don't necessarily think you ever adjust. And then the other thing is, when you get out and you start talking about your military experience, a lot of times people, they'll change the subject. They want to talk about, because they don't feel comfortable about talking about that stuff. You know, I may want to talk about weapon systems and deployments and stuff like that. And they may want to talk about, you know, some, which is important, but it's tough to, and the other side of that is the family adjusting to that too. If you lived on a military installation and then you get out and you live out in a civilian community. In fact, it's really sort of fun. I'll tell you a quick joke here, but not a joke, but a story. When I moved out, built a house, moved in, and when I got there, I started walking around, shaking hands. Hey, I'm Jack Tilley. You know, I'm meeting all my neighbors. And my wife, which is my smartest person in our house anyway, she says to me, she says, hey, look, you don't need to do that. These guys think you're crazy. You know, just wave at them, say good morning or something like that, and sort of ease on into that stuff. But there is an adjustment period. There's no question about that. So, yeah.
There is. And it's, you know, I have to tell you, when you take that mentoring role with a transition, you have to take it seriously because you are dealing sometimes with depression. They're scared. Yeah. It's a sensitive transition period. And so I think whoever gets engaged with this community, I do think there needs to be education so that you're truly providing the support that they need, not just with work transition, but with them as a person. That's important.
Yeah, Brent, can you talk just a little bit about mentors? Because I think it's really important. That's a good thing to talk about. Because I know when I got out of the service, I really didn't have a mentor. Maybe I had a couple mentors, but I think that's important for people to understand that how important those mentors are.
Oh, it's critical. And, you know, so I just got engaged with the mentoring assignments in 2017. I really had so much to learn. So, you know, when a transitioning service member gets that head start, so they're 6 to 12 months prior to retirement, they need a mentor to help them network. Networking is so critical. They need to build those relationships. They need to have the community support. And I'll tell you, there are communities, like I think about the Key Mentor Panel that's run by Ray in San Domingo. They fully focus on our mill talent. They have hundreds of companies engaged and over 200 mentors. But when you think about mentors, here's where they can really be critical. So they're going to help with resumes. They're going to help with cover letters. They're going to introduce the individual to job fairs, networking opportunities, corporate veteran hiring, and internships. They're going to help with workforce development resources. So you think about the Department of Labor Vets. You think about Career One-Stop Veteran, USA Job Veterans, Career Path Decide, Hiring Our Heroes, Resume Engine Military Translator, Recruit Military. There's so many organizations that they may not know about. And that's what the mentor is critical in being that conduit to those organizations. But also they're going to introduce the individual to apprenticeships like DoD SkillBridge, apprenticeships.gov, Hiring Our Hero Fellowships. And then, you know, lastly, they're going to help them with getting out there socially. So if you think about LinkedIn, that's such an invaluable channel to start networking, building those connections. And they're going to need help with creating their profile. They're going to need help discovering groups on LinkedIn. There's LinkedIn for veterans, LinkedIn Soldier for Life, LinkedIn Marine for Life. But this takes a buddy system to help them through. There's a lot of complexity there. And if they have that support, they can do it with confidence. And they've got that career guide. So that's important.
Yeah, I think it's really important not just to have one mentor, to have three or four different mentors.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing I think is really important, too, I tell people that when I'm getting ready to, when I was getting ready to take a job in employment, they'd give me an offer letter and I said, share that offer letter with one of your mentors. Tell them what it is. Tell them how to, so you know how to go. Cause you know, when you get out of the service, you're not necessarily sure about, you know, what you should be paid, what your salary should be, what kind of benefits are, and how does that, you know, how does that cross over? So that's really important to have. Like I said, I'm glad you brought that up because that's I think it's really a key to success when transitioning out of the military for a spouse and for the active duty member too.
I agree. And you know, if there's one thing that I think has just been such a great network, and I just love the community. I brought up the Key Mentor Panel. So this is the Key Mentor Group. It's company agnostic. There's hundreds of companies that all make an investment in the mill talent communities. And then you've got 200 mentors on the line. So these events happen once a month. If they go on to LinkedIn and they look up the Key Mentor Panel, they can easily join. They, like tonight, there's an event until 10 o'clock tonight. You're going to have hundreds of companies on there. You're going to have breakout rooms. Mm-hmm. So if they're interested in any company, hopefully it's Navy Federal, we will be there tonight. They can join the breakout session. And we've got our military affair recruiters that are there to answer all of these questions in a breakout session in a small setting. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's really good. We're talking with Brent Block, Vice President of Talent Acquisition and Strategy and for recruiting for Navy Federal Credit Union. And you're watching Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack Altilli, 12th Sergeant Major in the Army. And don't forget, if you're enjoying this discussion, if you're not enjoying it, something's wrong with you. But if you're enjoying this discussion, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below and join our team because we're all part of a family and we want to help each other. Brett, to continue on our discussion, can you name a few of the best practices service members and families when they're preparing for transition, what they need to do?
Yes. So I'd say the biggest play they could make when they're making this transition is they really need to proactively network, join the community groups like Key Mentor, which is, stands for Keep Elevating Yourself. Find the transitioning veteran communities that will assign mentors to you. And then, of course, Navy Federal, with our Military Affairs Division, we are ready to serve, happy to help. We want to give them a good start to making that transition.
Yeah, I think the other thing, just to add to what you said, is make sure you start that transition out far enough. I always tell people you ought to start it out about 2 years, 2 years out or 18 months at least to start that process. And then identify where you want to live. I think you can start that networking, I think, really is the key to success when you start that process and developing those resumes, just what you were talking about. Those are great points, really great points. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission, proudly presented by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size, ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at purdueglobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at veteransunited.com. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Brent Block, Vice President of Talent Acquisition and Strategy and Recruiting at the Navy Federal Credit Union. And I want all of our viewers to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition, just like me and Brent are talking about now. Tell us about the things that you did when you was transitioning out of the service. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover. That's certainly important. Tell us what you need, and we want to help. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you. You may be surprised, but I'll call you back or text you back. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. Brett, we're heading into our final segment with you today, and I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. In fact, when you're talking, I think of a whole bunch of stuff, and really I just have a couple more questions. Navy Federal Credit Union provides so many opportunities for veterans and military families. Can you share with some of those opportunities?
Absolutely. So we've had so much program participation. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we've had record-breaking program participation. So our Navy Federal leaders, our business partners within Navy Federal, they are very invested in this community. So we've got IT opportunities, savings and membership, personal finance management, consumer lending, mortgage, physical security, branch operations, enterprise transformation office. And I'll tell you, even within my own space, talent acquisition, we love our transitioning military members. We have had great success. Work ethic, passion, engagement, lifting others up, teamwork, collaboration, leadership. They're just, they've been huge wins. We're so excited when we have the opportunity to bring someone in of that caliber.
Britt, and this may be a crazy question, but I'll ask you anyway. What makes Navy Federal Credit Union different from all the other credit unions?
Well, I think what I've been most proud of is that we are a not-for-profit. We are a mission-driven organization. Oh, wow. We're the world's largest credit union. And I will say emphatically, we are member and employee obsessed. Our culture is the sweet spot. It is genuinely a community of support with shared values and goals. So again, mission and member-driven.
And one additional question. Don't you have a lot of people that are retired military that work in the Navy Federal Credit Union?
Absolutely.
I don't know what the percentage is. Do you have an idea what the percentage is? That's okay. That's probably you don't need to have it.
I'm not sure I have that top of the mind, but I can circle
back.
No,
you don't. But I know it's a lot. I know there's a lot of people that are retired military that are currently working for the Navy Federal Credit Union. And how can our military community get a head start on transitioning? What would you recommend for them? A head start on that.
Well, I think you brought up a great point. I've always said, 6 to 12 months out, but I like what you said with the 2 years out, because this really does come down to networking and joining the community groups and finding the mentors. The networking is key. That's where you just need to build the relationships, and you want to establish that rapport so people are paying it forward and proactively helping guide, support, giving them leads, helping them make that transition. It is networking and relationships for sure.
Yeah, and I like what you said about what you brought up. I wish I'd have brought it up, was about mentors. I think mentors is really important, because you said it again, a lot better than I probably could say it, but you feel so unsure about yourself when you're getting out of service and you want to fit in. And if you got somebody that's coaching and teaching you get through that transition part, I think it helps a great deal.
It does, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Britt, first of all, let me say I have really enjoyed talking to you today. And again, I'm going to go back and say what I said before. Thank you for the Navy Federal. Thanks to the Navy Federal Credit Union for all their support, not just to us, but really to our veteran community. And what you guys do each and every day is just unbelievable. And I just, again, not just for me, really from all the people I know and all the people I'm associated with. And we just want to thank you for what you guys are doing. And I want to say this. A lot of people talk about taking care of veterans. Navy Federal Credit Union doesn't talk about it. They do it. And so God bless you, and thank you for what you're doing. Any final thoughts, anything that you want to bring up and share with the audience?
Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity to talk today. I think it's an honor and a privilege to be able to support those who have selflessly sacrificed for all of us. So we are proud to support our Mill Talent community. And I just want to say this too, for anyone listening, you are very welcome to reach out to me. I always respond to everyone, and I'm super happy to help you with next steps. So please don't hesitate.
Britt, I didn't ask you this, but do you have a website or a phone number they can call or anything? I don't know if you got one of those offhand.
So this will be a motivator.
Okay, I'm ready for
that. Yeah. Anybody that's looking for assistance, I want you to jump onto LinkedIn and find me. And if you send me a message, I'm going to respond to you, and I will get the ball rolling to help you. But you got to take that first step. You got to join LinkedIn community.
Be aggressive. Get out there and do it. That's for sure. Yeah, because sometimes when you're just, in the military market, in the military, everybody gets paid the same and all this, depending on what level you're at, I guess. But I know. But in the civilian market, it's all about, you've said it, it's all about relationships. It's all about helping each other. And in the veteran community, we're all part of a family. And we want to make sure that our family and your family is all successful in anything they do. Thanks to Britt Block for being with us today. I certainly can't thank her enough. I have enjoyed it so much. I'm Jack Dilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And you've been watching Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for watching today. I know we had a great discussion. I'm sure you enjoyed all of it. But it's about helping our families and helping our veterans financially transition out of the military in preparation to get out of the military. Please visit our website on yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say, oh, but it's a good review. But if it isn't, I can take it. Don't worry about it. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available. Please know we want to assist you any way we can. I'm going to say that every time I talk, I'm going to say it twice. Please know we want to assist you any way we can. And please follow me on all my social media channels. I never thought I'd ever say this. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I say it every week. And LinkedIn. Reach out to me. Follow me. We're going to help each other out. And you, and I know you enjoyed this discussion. If you didn't, you're sleeping somewhere. I don't know about that. I know I loved it. Please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Be part of our family. Be part of our team. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Brent Block for being with us today. It was great just having her on the podcast. And each week I want to leave you with some final thoughts. And as Brent talked today, there are so many things that are zooming around in my head. And I just, first of all, pay your bills off before you get out of the service. Make sure you're prepared to get out. Start that process about 2 years out. Britt said it, I'm going to say it again. Have a mentor, somebody that assists you in the process of getting out. And I think the last thing I want to tell you, don't be afraid, but prepare yourself to get out. And remember, there's a lot of guys and gals out there that serve this great country that want to continue to assist you in any way we can. So that's a little bit of advice for you. Hope you take it. Again, thanks for watching. And thanks to Cloudcast Media, New Mind Studios, and of course, our four presenting sponsors, Calvary Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, I'm going to say that every week too, as always, see you on high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.